My name is Ketsia Aurelian. I am a nurse practitioner, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This dictation is for Pamela F. Clanton, P-A-M-E-L-A, middle initial F, last name C-L-A-N-T-O-N. This visit was on October 25th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 4. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process, as well as obesity, period. The kidney functions have remained relatively stable with a BUN of 38 from 37, a creatinine of 2.22 from 2.28, and a GFR of 25 from 23. There is improving selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 187 milligrams from 331 milligrams, period. The selective proteinuria was at one point in the 600 milligram range, but has significantly improved due to her intake of Farxiga, period. There has also been improvement in the non-selective proteinuria with the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 500 milligrams from 533 milligrams, period. On her initial visit, her non-selective proteinuria was over 1,000 milligrams. So this significant improvement is also attributed to her intake of Farxiga, period. The patient has lost 9 pounds since the last visit due to following the recommended plant-based diet and her intake of Farxiga, as well as Ozempic, period. She denies any urinary symptoms. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments, period. There is also evidence of, there is evidence of glucosuria 3+. However, this is related to her intake of Farxiga, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with A1C of 7.7% from 7.6%. Per the patient, she had a malfunction of her continuous glucose monitoring device, which gave her false readings of hypoglycemia, period. However, she had it evaluated and it was fixed, period. During that, during those episodes of false hypoglycemia readings, she was taking a great amount of simple carbohydrate intake, and as a result, this explains the elevation in her A1C, as well as her triglycerides, period. She is advised to resume her diabetic diet, as well as her current regimen, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is very well controlled with blood pressure reading of 126 over 73, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism with a normal thyroid panel, period. She is currently taking replacement therapy with levothyroxine and is being monitored by her PCP, period. Next line, elevated cortisol of 29.5, period. We will continue to monitor. If it continues to elevate, the patient is advised to follow up with her PCP for further evaluation or for referral to an endocrinology for further workup for other endocrinological conditions such as Cushing syndrome, period. Next line, elevated PTH of 102. We will continue to monitor for now and repeat the mineral bone disease workup, period, because her serum calcium and serum phosphorus levels are within normal limits, we are not alarmed. However, if the PTH levels continue to rise and there is a change in her serum calcium and serum phosphorus levels, we may consider medical management in the future, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency, which is very well controlled with supplementation. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 32.3. She weighs 171 pounds today and has lost 9 pounds since the last visit. We recommend continued weight loss by following the plant-based diet and increasing her physical activity, period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.